This episode is brought to you by Siete Foods. Siete is a Mexican-American family-founded company that makes everything from tortillas to chips to sauces, and it all starts with thoughtfully chosen ingredients. Learn more in the show notes. Hey, it's Cappy. Just a heads up that we're taking a quick break from Beyond the Plate and Beyond the Drink, and we'll be back Wednesday, January 7th with some incredible guests as we start to close out season 12. Happy holidays, and see you then. Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate, Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Honey's, spelled H-A-N-I apostrophe S. Honey's is a bakery and cafe in the East Village of New York City. I have not been yet, and I need to fix that ASAP. I had this on my New York City list for a little while, and I keep hearing more and more about Honey's. And then on a recent Beyond the Plate episode with Jake Cohen, he brought it up and shouted out their turkey sandwich, and it's kind of been haunting me. It's run by a husband and wife duo, Miro and Shilpa Uzkokovic. Miro is a Gramercy Tavern alum, and then their head pastry chef, I believe, sorry if that's not the right title, is Daniel Alvarez, who was at Daily Provisions. They have all different types of baked goods, from cookies and cinnamon buns to a pistachio halva Rice Krispie treat. Yes, you heard me correctly. Honestly, I had to stop scrolling on their Instagram because it was getting out of control. So next time I'm in New York City, see you there. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up is Bionatura Sourdough Pasta. Sorry if I'm butchering that brand, but you can find the spelling in the show notes. I'll keep this short. So I was recently on a work call with my boss, Rachel Ray, just shooting the breeze about books and products and recipes, normal course of action for us. And I started sharing a little bit about what we're doing here on Herd, and she started raving about this sourdough pasta that she's been cooking with. She said it is so good and told me that I had to try it. It's from this brand called Bionatura, and she mentioned you can find it at Whole Foods. I have not picked it up yet, but I am definitely going to be grabbing a box soon, and I will let you know how it goes. Next up is Italian Beef Carpaccio from Dimmy Dimmy Corner Italian in Chicago. Okay, Dimmy Dimmy is a newish spot in Chicago from Cornerstone Restaurant Group. The chef is Matt Eckfeld, who used to work in Chicago, but then he left for a while. He was at a number of spots in New York City and Vegas with the Carbone guys and running the kitchen at ZZ's, and now he's back in Chicago. There were a lot of hits on the menu the night we went, but this Italian beef carpaccio was A+. Thin slices of beef, giardiniera, a beef jus aioli, parmesan, and served with a sesame sourdough bread. All of the amazing flavors that you get from a classic Chicago-style Italian beef sandwich. So good. So check out Dimmy Dimmy, and reservations book up very fast. Next up is Janie's Life-Changing Baked Goods. Okay, Janie's is a baked goods company with a heck of a story. I tried their pie crust cookies many years ago, and I have to say, I feel like these could have gone either way, like super gimmicky or genius, and they were pretty darn delicious, dangerously delicious. But beyond the baked goods, Janie's story is pretty wild. She started the company in 2015 after battling addiction and experiencing literal homelessness, and baking became this lifeline for her, like an act of self-care, and eventually she turned it into a business. Today, she not only makes really delicious baked goods, but she also gives back to her community in huge ways, which we love here. She does things like second chance employment, baking classes for underprivileged youth in East Harlem, and also regular donations of time and cookies to community centers and homeless shelters. So I highly encourage you to check out the business, her story, and of course, the cookies. I'll share the link to Janie's in the show notes. Next up is a limited edition chocolate bar from Eclat Chocolate. Eclat Chocolate is an incredible chocolate shop from master chocolatier Christopher Curtin in Westchester, Pennsylvania. I originally knew about Eclat because I used to be out in Westchester a lot for work when we would go to QVC. And every time I was there, I would try to swing by Eclat. Christopher is incredibly talented, so much so that Bon Appetit once called Eclat the best chocolate in America. They've done some awesome collabs in the past, including one with Anthony Bourdain and Eric Repair. And their latest is another great one. They partnered with Lior Lev Sirkars of La Boite Spices. Lior's this spice master, literally. So they've created these limited edition, they're called parallel bars. These parallel bars are very cool. Okay, so a parallel bar is literally two styles of chocolate, one dark, one milk, and each is infused with its own spice or botanical, and they sit side by side in the same bar. So every bite you take, you get this layered contrast of flavor. They're not only really cool and beautiful, they are crazy delicious. So if you're a chocolate fan, highly encourage you to check out Eclat and the parallel bars. Next up is the Chef's Press. I've had this on my list for quite some time to share, and I'm glad the day is here. The Chef's Press is quite simply a heavy, flat cooking weight. It's made of cast iron or stainless steel. It's one of those things that you don't think you need, but until you start using it, you realize how much you need it. The Chef's Press was invented by Chef Bruce Hill out in the Bay Area of California, and it's really exactly what it sounds like. It's a heavy, flat cooking weight. But what it does is it helps you get even pressure when cooking. So you can use it to get crisp skin on fish or duck or chicken, or I use it for grilled cheese, quite frankly. There are a ton of things to use it for. And again, it's one of those random things that once you start using it, you find 100 other uses. It's actually a go-to for a lot of chefs. I see a lot of chefs posting about it randomly. I know I've seen Andrew Zimmern talk about it quite a few times. One last thing before I leave you. I recently got my hand on the Tacolets. Yes, Tacolets, spelled like chocolate, but Tacolet. These are from Salt and Straw Ice Cream, and we did a little family tasting, and these things are super good. They're basically a fancy, nostalgic take on the classic old school Choco Taco, and it's a collab between Salt and Straw and Taco Bell. So Tyler Malik from Salt and Straw has been working on this apparently for like 10 years, which I don't doubt because he likes to perfect things. And what it is a cinnamon ancho flavored ice cream in a waffle shell that gets dipped in dark chocolate with puffed quinoa. And they come with those little Taco Bell-esque sauce packets. There's a mango jalapeno and a wild berry cinnamon flavor. They're available at Salt and Straw shops and online, though heads up, they apparently sell out very fast. Thank you for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.